Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My oh my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh, culture?
Oh, yes.
My goodness.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Las culturistas.
Decorum, decorum. Decorum. I was not told there would be a costume change. But here we are. Here we are. How is everyone doing so far? Wow, beautiful.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Our very, very, very special friend and fan,
Shelby
is here. And she's brought us a gift, which are these cups from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
And she got them of our houses.
Yes.
I got a Ravenclaw one. I'm Asian.
And I got a Hufflepuff one. I'm stupid.
Yeah. That's it.
No, but I really feel like a Hufflepuff.
Okay, but you have this theory where, and this is, you're cheating. You're saying that you're all four of them at different times.
Yeah, it's very complicated. The way my mind works is like very complex.
Yeah.
So bear with me. I was born a Gryffindor. In my early 20s, I was a Slytherin.
Okay.
If you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Currently, right now in my life, I am a Hufflepuff, but I will die a Ravenclaw.
Okay, that's...
That's just how I feel. And I feel that I can be in all four. I'm going to transfer.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I wonder if there's like a process in Hogwarts where like you can apply for a transfer. If you just really don't feel like socially and academically it's for you, you know what I mean?
I think the transfer process is the sorting hat gets to fillet you.
Fine, but I have to suck your dick. That sounds insane.
I think that's it.
You think that's it?
Yeah, and like, I don't know, there's a child sex ring involved.
Well, you're the one into God. Sex toys now. Do you think that the hat would be good at that?
No, okay, I'm sorry. I keep leading us down these really terrible, polemics, and I don't want to do that. Guys, I'm off tonight. I just want to be very open with everybody that this is an off night for me, and please respect that.
And I'm on fucking fire. Okay. And I'm on fucking fire. Just kidding.
Please respect my pride. No, it's a bit. I'm doing great. I slayed my I don't think so, honey. Let's bring out our second half of groups, shall we?
Woo!
Please welcome this group, and they are called
Cameron Michaels.
Welcome David Goldberg.
Please welcome Cameron Michaels, everyone.
Cameron Michaels.
Please welcome Justin Randall. Please welcome Mark Stoll.
Please welcome Elaine Stritch herself, Jay Mowski.
And please welcome Brandon Zellman.
Brandon.
Yes. I love the way we're doing this.
Yeah, I love the little runaround.
This is canon now. You have to do a lap.
Do bitches a little sweep edit.
You guys are Cameron Michaels. You get it.
Please welcome to the microphone, the dais, David Goldberg.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have a choice, babe. You can do the Troll Bowl or you can do a pre-selected I Don't Think So, Honey.
Okay, so it's pre-selected, and I was so scared that another white gay would take this before me. I've been petrified, but it's mine. No one took it.
I love that. Okay, all you white gays.
So this is David Goldberg's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The remaining gays who think that Carly Rae Jepsen is a one-hit wonder.
No!
Whoa! Okay, listen. The world is on fire. Mike Pence wants to put me in a concentration camp before I'm 30. I cannot spend my remaining days on this earth explaining that emotion and B-sides are the definitive apotheosis of human life on this planet. Thank you.
30 seconds.
And by the way, bitch, what are you even listening to when you go to Fire Island? Nickelback? Fuck you.
Ah!
Okay? Fuck you. L.A. Hallucinations is a great song, right, Bowen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And while I'm up here, can I just say, if I ever hear someone say that Charlie XCX is that girl from the Iggy Azalea video, I will kill you and your family. And as I dance over your graves, I will say these last words.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey!
And
Berg.
Carly Rae Jepsen is a skinny legend.
Skinny legend.
Everyone, welcome Justin Randall. Hey, babe.
Hi, Justin.
Hi.
So there are two options. It's the Troll Bowl and Pre-Selected.
Pre-Selected.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. That's a choice.
That's a choice. This is Justin Randall's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Waiters who will only take orders from ladies first.
Oh.
Okay. Like, no, we're done with that, right? Like, I was at a restaurant last week. My waiter literally interrupted my order and said, oh, we're going to start with the ladies first. I'm like, I'm sorry. Are they wearing poodle skirts and pearls? Because it's not the 1950s, bitch. All right? Like, we're in Buffalo Wild Wings. Literally, everyone here is wearing leggings. Move on! Okay? First of all, why are you going to pick one gender identity to go before all the rest, okay? I think it's patronizing to female-identifying folks, and also, I'm hungry, okay? Not to mention, this particular waiter was a homosexual. Don't ask me how I know. And I'm like, really, sis, you're going to skip over one of your own like that? For all intents and purposes, I am a lady, and you should be the first to know it, okay?
5 seconds!
Let me order! Gender roles are dead. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Justin Randall. Take his order now. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Please
Here
welcome
we go.
To the mic. Mark.
Mark Stoll. Yes. I saw that little look you tossed us. You.
What was the look?
Hey, Bubba.
Hi, Mark.
Matt.
How's it going? Ah! Matt made a claim on the podcast that he's never met a Mark before in his life.
I know two Marks.
We met the previous week, but it's fine, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's improv.
It's
over it. We made up in the DMs. It's fine.
We made up in the DMs. Here we go.
What's it going to be?
Pre-selected of corks.
Of corks. Yikes, of corks.
Of corks.
Yikes, of corks. This is Mark Stoll's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Homophobic bathroom layouts that force me to shit in the stall directly next to my office crush.
This is a uniquely queer trauma. And honestly, here's the thing. I drink a lot of coffee at work. That's workplace culture, bitch. And when I gotta go, it's never not an emergency. So I bust into the bathroom and... what am I to do when Dan from accounting's cute little penny loafers are just like wiggling under the stall next to the only other open stall in the room? Would the man just have me pop a squat and empty my bowels inches away from my beloved? Because I don't think so, honey. I mean, do you think Jim and Pam, everyone's favorite cream of wheat breeders, would have gotten through a month together if they had to go to Brown Town next to each other? Because I don't think so. Honey, I don't think so. I mean, it's just not fair. It's like, it's fucking Jim and Pam.
5 seconds.
It's just 5 seconds? I don't think so. Love wins. Love is strong, but IBS is stronger. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Love is strong, but IBS is stronger. It's actually rule of culture number 81.
Thank you.
Hot producer Joe, everyone.
Take a bow.
That's HBJ.
Canon. It's
Icon.
Canon.
Icon.
Everyone, wait, Mark, he's wearing penny loafers. Okay.
But so cute.
All right. Okay. All right.
He set a rule of culture.
What?
What did I say? Number 49. Love is strong, but IBS is stronger.
It's true.
Everyone over here was like, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, please welcome to the microphone, Jay Malsky.
Yes!
Oh my
rock
God.
Rock a lock, rock the heels.
Clock the heels.
Bitch.
Clock the shorts.
So talk to us. What do you think? Pre-select? Troll Bowl?
No, this is premeditated.
Okay. Like a murder.
All right.
This is Jay Malsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Toni Braxton put out a new album this year and none of you paid attention. None of you! This is a woman who gave us Unbreak My Heart. She gave us Braxton Family Values. She put out 8 songs and all of you treated her like she was an elderly woman on a subway who just farted. You ignored her, okay? Take out your phones. Everybody take out your phones.
Oh my
take
God,
out
we're
all
doing
of
take
your
them
phones.
Out.
How much time?
30 seconds.
Take out your phones, take them out. Open your Spotify, Apple Music, open your Deezer. I don't know what the fuck you listen to music on. and you add Toni Braxton's Sex and Cigarettes to your playlist, and you listen to it, and then when you find your favorite song, you at Jay Malski on Twitter, and you tell me who it is, and then you at Toni Braxton and apologize to her.
And that's 1 minute! Sex and Cigarettes, now streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, and iTunes.
A call to action, everyone. Wow.
Give it up at this time for Brandon Zelman! Ooh, I have Carly Rae Jepsen in my head now. I'm not the type of girl for you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Anyway,
Brandon.
Listen, Brandon.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a problem.
What?
It's in my head.
And I gotta
talk about it. I've got no problems right here.
Okay, cool.
Okay, okay.
But he's gonna bring it here. He's got a problem to discuss.
Okay, okay, so yeah, a problem to talk about.
Okay, here we go.
This is Brandon Zelman's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey plays about doing plays.
That's a really good one.
Have we been outside, friends? Have we seen the world? Have we interacted with someone who's not doing plays? If not, meet a friend. Say hello. Talk to somebody on the subway. There's so many people on the subway.
30 seconds.
You talk to a stranger, they will tell you crazy things on the subway. Do a play about that. Someone shout out a word. What? Space, do a play about space. It's most things is space. Plays is nothing.
15.
There's nothing going on in plays. I go to Midtown to see your play, and it's about how stage managers have feelings too.
Five seconds.
We get it. Look, shut down the theater. The theater is dead. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Give it up for Cameron Michaels,
David Goldberg,
Justin Randall,
Mark Stone,
Jay Malski,
and Brandon Zelman.
Wow, just the pinnacle of cis white queerness.
That group was Cameron Michaels, honey.
They were white gay men.
But they surprised you.
But they surprised you, didn't they? You underestimated
them. A white
them.
Guy that came out of nowhere really took us.
Yeah. I love when a white gay succeeds. Everyone, welcome our next group, Stunt Queens.
Stunt Queens. Jess Salomon!
Michael Wolf!
Sarah Slaughter Parsons!
Iman El Husseini!
And Sarah Smallwood Parsons, bitch, they came out in all sorts of a different order.
And wait, hold on, Carly
Hoogendijk,
yes!
Come on!
Yeah,
give it up for the
Carly.
Love! Yes!
Come on, have some respect!
Yes!
And everyone's doing the lap around.
Yes, do the lap, honey, it's now canon.
Okay, and let's please do this in order. Welcome
first,
to
the mic. Ooh, yes. Jess Salomon.
Jess.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so, by the way, hello.
Hi.
I haven't seen you
yet tonight. Nice to see you guys. How are you?
So, what do you think? Is it a pre-selected topic or is it the trouble?
I'm doing pre-selected because I'm too angry and I don't know what could come out if it's not like a little bit planned. So, you know,
you've
seen what's happening in the world. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just going to pre-select.
We're going to target our anger. Okay,
we're going to target. We're going to target.
Amazing. This is Jess Salomon's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Honey. A.K.A. Become. Get that thick, dehydrated, pea-colored ejaculate away from me. If I wanted a sweetener that had been jizzed out of nature, I would have taken it from the maple leaf tree.
30 seconds.
And yes, I'm Canadian, and yes, I'm an immigrant that left a better country and arrived here with everything, and where are our stories? But that's not why I prefer maple syrup.
15 seconds.
You temperamental bitch, honey. I leave you in the cabinet for 2 months and you turn into solid sugar.
5 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't pay enough attention to you. Honey, I already have one wife, okay? She's
and
great.
That's okay. 1 minute.
Thank you.
I don't think so, honey, honey.
No, honey.
No, honey. I don't think so, sweetie, honey.
And now please welcome to the stage, Michael Wolf.
My
Michael.
Yes. Ooh, the pants.
Hi. Well,
the pants
you
the
must.
Shoe. V.
Hey, how are you both?
We're doing really well.
A lot of people don't know that's the hardest job of the night. Just saying.
What's
just wanted
on?
To check in.
Thank
really, how
for,
are you?
We are doing okay.
What
okay,
we good.
Do,
do you want water? Do you want a drink? What's
no,
up?
No, we're good.
HBJ okay. got us drinks.
Great.
Did good you see
him.
HBJ?
I saw him. Tall.
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 Fun.
Michael.
Tall and fun.
What are we thinking?
You know what? I want to honor my background as a college short-form comedian. 4 long years. Many short-form improv scenes. And I'm going to do the Troll Bowl.
There
okay, babe.
First Troll Bowl of this half.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay.
I'm also a bully. What's up?
What's up?
Well, I hope that Keira Knightley is not sensitive. Because your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is Keira Knightley.
Yes, and just one movie she's in?
Whatever you want. Make whatever it holistic, want, baby. His time starts now.
I don't think so, Keira Knightley. Honey, you're not a knight. You're an actress. So why don't you give that title back to the people who earned it the hard way? By living in medieval times. Okay? Do you know how easy it is to be an actor? It's the easiest fucking thing in the world. Hey, are you sad? Oh, that was acting. She is sad. Wow. I don't think so, honey.
30
Keira
seconds.
Knightley. Guess what? You get a script every day. You wake up, you read it. You walk around, you say those lines. Go plumb. Go plumb somebody's house. Why don't you be a fucking
seconds.
Senator? Why don't you contribute something to this world? You know, when I'm done here tonight, I have to go deliver a baby.
5 seconds.
Via Fed fucking X. I'm delivering a baby via FedEx, bitch. So, Keira Knightley, the least you can do is get another job. I do know your work. I just can't remember it right now.
And that's 1 minute. Pirates of the Caribbean, Bend It Like Beckham, Pride and Prejudice, Atonement, and the like.
And
many
the like.
Films that she was in.
Many films.
It's just a small sampling of her oeuvre.
And now, please Oprah. Welcome to the stage, dripping in sequins, Carly Hugendyke.
Yes!
Carly.
It's Hugendyke.
Hugendyke.
I just wanted
Excuse
to say that
me.
In a public forum.
Yes.
It's
now we know.
Hugendyke.
Here we go. Okay, so
all right,
listen.
Cool, cool, cool.
What is it? Is it a pre-selected topic?
It's going to be pre-selected.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Carly Hugendyke.
Thank you.
This is Carly Hugendyke's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
All right. I don't think so, honey. Gollum? From the Lord of the Rings? Like, you're obsessed with a ring. Get over it. But, like, I don't know. I got a ring right here. When I was 4 years old, my grandma was wearing this ring. And I pointed at it. And I said, can I have that when you die? And she said, yes. And guess what, you guys? I got this ring. And I give it away happily. Andrew, are you here? Andrew's my boyfriend. Andrew, come here.
Whoa.
Andrew. Andrew, would you, like, hustle? Because I have, like, probably 30 seconds.
This could be as long as you need.
All right, great, great, great. Andrew, do you want my ring?
I don't think so, honey.
Yeah, okay, all right, all right. Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh my God, Carly.
We are in an open relationship and we're going to keep it that way, Gollum.
And that's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute. Fucking Gollum. Give it up, yes. Have some respect. Carly Hugendyke, everybody.
I thought.
Andrew.
Andrew.
What the fuck? You.
Hey, oh get out of here.
No, just kidding. Andrew, you're allowed to stay.
Hey, you should have taken that ring. Was that a marriage proposal gone awry?
Oh my God, no. We would be so insulted if you guys staged a proposal here. Like, truly. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, okay. Back to the show.
Wow.
Everyone give it up for Iman El Husseini!
Yay! Thank you so much. I don't think so, honey, proposing to your boyfriend before I go on. I think that's...
Yeah, that would have been crazy to follow
everything.
Up.
Exactly.
You would have had to propose right here and now, and it could have happened.
But you're already married.
But you would. But we would have had to do it again.
There's
bitch.
Your wife right there.
Your wife
is right there,
everybody.
Is right there, honey. Yes.
We high five like real lesbians. That's what we do.
Okay, Iman, so what do we feel? Is it a trova or is it pre-selected?
It's definitely pre-selected, everybody.
Oh, we got another fake out. This is Iman El Husseini's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey. Straight male spin instructors. No. No, thank you. With that disgraceful playlist, Kid Rock, Sweet Home Alabama, and dare I say, Jump Around from House of Pain. No! No, honey. When I go to spin class, I want to be brought back to the gay club I danced at the night before. Not your 4th of July barbecue from 1993. No, thank you. If Britney Spears is toxic, is not accidentally slash purposely there twice, you're not a certified professional, honey. You're not.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. That's a sweat-stained AC/DC shirt, everybody. Just... That's it. Am I done? Am I done? Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Husseini, everybody. And now to close out the Sun Queen group, we have Sarah Smallwood Parsons. Lady in red. Sarah.
I was going to do trouble, but I thought of something backstage that makes me absolutely furious.
Okay. Oh. Absolutely furious. Okay. Well, then, this is Sarah Smallwood Parsons. I don't think so, honey.
Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Polyamorous couple. Oh! No! You get one! You get one! Polyamorous couples are the same kids at Halloween that take all the fucking candy out of the bowl at the door. You get one! I don't think so, honey. Polyamorous couples. Oh, it's weird. We just, like, don't get jealous.
Ah! 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Bitch, then you do not care about each other!
Seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Polyamorous couples. So if we get in a fight and I'm like, I'm not gonna fuck you, you get to just go fuck somebody else? My sex is a weapon.
5 seconds.
I do not think so, honey. Polyamorous couples. You
and
get one.
And that's 1 minute. Give it up for the Sun Queens.
Jess Salomon.
Michael Wolf. Carly Hogendyke.
Iman El Husseini.
And Sarah Smallwood Parsons.
Oh,
a lot to think about so far, guys.
Lots to think about. Let's bring
anyone
on our
anyone into
next
polyamory here?
Anyone into poly? Anyone poly?
Polys?
No.
Good. Okay, let's good. Keep talking shit about them.
Young, dumb, and full of Skittles, it's me, Matt Rogers, and I am here to tell you about Quip. Now, here's the thing, guys. The truth is most of us are brushing our teeth wrong, not for long enough, and we forget to change our brushes on time. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks, you know, the ones, rather than better brushing. But that's not Quip, okay? Quip is different. For starters, Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help clean those teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip's subscription plans are for your health. They're not just for convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Australia fans, looking at you. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks it to use as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. And I hope you are taking your teeth with you. If you're not, we gotta talk. And finally, everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O list. They were named one of Time's best inventions. And it's one of the first subscription electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. It's a trailblazer of toothbrush gear. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists and hundreds and thousands
of happy brushers. Use Quip each day. Now, I think what you're clamoring for, or what you should be clamoring for, if you're not clamoring, hey, pay attention. Clamor. Here's the call to action, baby. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/dingdong right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/dingdong. That is spelled GETQUIP.com/dingdong, baby. Get those teeth looking like movie star teeth.
Please welcome your next group, and they're called Oh, for sure. Welcome, Shantira Jackson.
Welcome, yes. Welcome, Edie Monica.
Welcome, Hayan Park.
Welcome, Aileen Clark.
And welcome, Ariel Elias.
Yes.
Oh, the looks.
Yes.
The looks.
And the first to the mic is Shantira Jackson, everybody.
Shantira.
Looking fresh to death.
She's looking sharp.
Sharp.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You asked for a look. I gave it to you.
You did.
We did. We prompted everyone and said, give a look.
I would like to go for that Troll Bowl, baby.
Oh. Okay. Oh, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's the first time I'm here. I'm nervous.
Oh,
let's see.
Fuck.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well,
this could be. This could go either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it can only go one way. Really.
It's true.
It can only go one way.
Your Troll Bowl, I don't think so, honey. Topic: Shantira Jackson is Beyonce and Jay-Z.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Beyonce and Jay-Z, because Jay-Z is a fucking weird ass husband. Okay. All right, let's explain it. Let's fucking explain it. You're 18 years old. You're fucking thriving. Your dad makes you run in heels. You're the best person who has ever lived on the planet. And you start dating a 30-year-old cocaine dealer, okay? I don't know about you, but the bitch has been dating up ever since she started dating, okay? I mean, like, he's like trash, right?
30 seconds.
If your dad came up to you and was like, who are you dating? You were like, oh my God, I'm dating a cocaine dealer who cheats on me all the time. And when he gets old, he raps very lazily. I mean, the only time he got good, it was really like comedy, is when he actually started talking about his life. That thing he
seconds.
Did with Jay-Z, he was like, macaroni and cheese, I have needs. You're like, Beyonce runs in heels. She's a queen, right?
5 seconds. 5 seconds
it left. The most garbage marriage, but I stand for it because $400 million to any black person, I fuck with it.
And that's 1 minute. Shantira Jackson, everybody,
oh my
slayed
God.
It. Slayed it.
Have some respect.
Yes. And now, Edie Monica.
Yay! Edie.
Okay.
Hey.
Stop.
Stop.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk. We're drunk.
I'm doing pray.
We're all drunk. All right, listen. What do you think? Is it a troll bowl or a priest
she
like
said,
the top?
I just said I'm doing pray.
Oh,
okay. She's doing pray. This is Edie Moto because I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Bitches telling me that I have to see Pixar movies like they're real fucking movies. No. Oh, but you have to see Up. What? No, bitch, old man and little boy, there's nothing I care about less. Oh my God, I have not paid my gas bill in 7 months, and when I wipe too high, I get shit on my back. I don't care about Up, and that old man is rich. That old man is rich. Oh, he cannot afford his house, so he's floating in the sky with balloons. The only way that you are in the sky, thank you, with a child that you do not know and you are not worried about the consequences when you get back on land is if you have money, bitch.
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
There's no way. And if there's a fucking in a movie, I just do not have time for it. I'm horny, bitch. I have a boyfriend, but I want to fuck. I want to fuck others. I don't think so, honey.
And that's what. When she wipes too high, she gets shit on her back. That killed Bowen Yang. That killed Bowen Yang dead. Oh, he died. R.I.P.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's time for Haeyeon Park!
Can I just say, I've been really horny this week, and the energy in this room is not helping it.
Oh! This
is so sexy, everybody.
It's a very sexy energy tonight. Everyone's gonna fuck.
I mean, first of all, I have not seen someone pull off the fanny pack and the statement necklace in a very long time.
So
until now.
So much.
Until now, honey. So what are we thinking? Are we doing
I'm
a trouble?
Popping my cherry, so pre.
Pre.
Pre. This is Haeyeon Park's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Accountability partners. I hate it! I know it's useful for some people and it helps you get shit done, but it's just made me into a big old liar. And why do so many white women want to be my accountability partner? Case in point, I have an exercise accountability partner that I send post-workout selfies to. But when I skip a day, instead of honesty, I just recycle my sweaty selfies.
Ah!
Lies! And I'm also a sloppy liar, so I get caught red-handed. The other day,
30 seconds.
I met a friend who's also my healthy eating partner, and we were telling each other what we had that day, and I didn't want to tell her that I had a whole bag of Cheetos popcorn at the Union Square Regal Theater watching Ocean's 8.
50 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. The only accountability partner I need is somebody that I can count on to call the police in case I get murdered by my Tinder hookup, okay?
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Good fucking bye to all other accountability partners.
And that's 1 minute. Wait, but I have a theory. I think that popcorn doesn't count.
Popcorn is air.
I think popcorn is air and doesn't count.
Yeah.
It's rule of culture number 100.
Popcorn
doesn't count.
It is air. Everyone, welcome to the microphone, Eileen Clark.
Yes.
Eileen.
Hey, oh, this
queen.
Old thing.
Oh, this old thing.
Wait, Eileen, show everyone the
yes.
back.
Show them the back.
Show them the back.
Show them the back.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You want to see...
The back.
This
what?
Puta.
This body?
Oh my God.
Listen,
Eileen.
Until this very moment, I was ready to troll bowl it, but I think I'm going to go pre-selected.
Oh,
we're
shit.
We're going pre-selected. This is Eileen Clark's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. All my tías and tíos that live in Nicaragua and want me to bring a bunch of shit from the United States back into the country. Okay? Mira, yo no lo creo, honey. I don't want to bring you cheddar cheese because there's not good cheddar cheese in Nicaragua. Bitch, you got cheese. Eat that.
30 seconds.
Mira, I don't want to travel from the United States into literally a war-ridden country, okay? Literally, and then have fucking 5 bags and then pay an extra $50 for a bag?
Seconds.
No, bitch. And then my tia, who works at a bridal store, is like, mira, can you go to Jessica McClintock and get me, like, the discount ones?
5 seconds.
I don't think so, bitch. Listen, if you want your shit, you better fucking order it on Amazon Prime. Because I am not that yo no lo creo, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Wow. Yo no creo,
yo
honey.
No creo.
Miel?
Here we have Ariel Elias. Yes.
Oh my God, Ariel.
The shoes are important.
Shoes are important.
Yes.
Thank you. They hurt so bad.
Ariel. No pain, no gain.
Right. What's it going to be?
It's going to be a pre-select.
Love that.
This is Ariel Elias's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Restaurants and bars that don't allow dogs. Okay, you will let a white man with dreads sit at the bar, but my dog is the health code violation? I don't think so, honey. I don't think so. You know who's less likely to pee on the floor of the bathroom? My dog. Be- because she is trained well. That man with the white dreads, he can afford to live in Williamsburg, but he can't afford a bar of deodorant.
30 seconds.
Excuse me, he has never lifted anything in his life, and yet he smells like B.O. I don't think so. Honey, why is he here? Get him away. You know who's never given me genital herpes? My dog.
But 15 the white seconds.
Certainly has. I don't think so, honey. You know what dog is spelled backwards? It's God.
5 seconds.
You know what man is spelled backwards? It's Nam, the thing that traumatized an entire generation of our country. I don't think so,
that's
honey.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute.
Wow. Wow. Very that's good. Rule of culture number 50. Man spelled backwards is Nam.
Everyone, give it up for this group.
Oh, for sure. Shantira Jackson.
Edie Monica.
Heyon Park.
Eileen Clark.
And Ariel Elias.
Wow. Okay, we're coming down to the last couple groups.
We have two more groups. This group is called I Come Alive in the Nighttime.
Everyone, welcome Samantha Ruddy.
Give it on up for Alex Better.
And welcome Sharon Paul.
Come on, give it up for Mr. Justin Zarilli.
By God. And welcome Jay Jordan to the stage. Okay, Jay. All right. I Come Alive in the Nighttime. First up, we have Samantha Ruddy.
Let's go, baby. How we feeling? Will it be a Trouble or a pre-selected topic?
I am going to do a pre-selected topic.
Love that.
Okay, great. And Samantha, I love your wave shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I love waves. Okay.
King of the Beach.
What's waves?
It's a California like surf rock band, like modern, like, yeah, it's fun. Okay, this is Samantha Ruddy's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so. Comedies that are sad. I can't tell what's supposed to be funny and what's not anymore. I watched a sitcom for 18 hours last night before I realized it was the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary.
<laughs> 30 seconds.
I don't think so, Ken Burns.
Oh! Wow.
People are like, oh, well, you have to have a little bit of drama to give
seconds.
The characters depth. I don't want my character to have depth. I want him to have 2 dates to the prom.
5 seconds.
And then a wacky friend who's telling them what to say through an earpiece. Just because your show is 30 minutes does not mean it's a comedy.
And that's one minute.
Wow.
Samantha Ruddy with a great point there.
Yeah. What are some of our favorite comedies?
Like
The Descendants.
Transparent is a comedy? It's
yeah.
Like,
no, bitch.
No, bitch.
It's sad.
It's people crying.
People are struggling.
If someone is like having sex and they roll over and they're crying, it's not like a riotous laugh fest.
It's sad,
it's
bitch.
It's fucking sad.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you so much. Everyone, welcome to the mic, Alex Better.
It gets better.
It gets better
now,
on Twitter.
Tell us, are we doing a pre-selected topic or are we doing the Troll Bowl?
I am full of tequila. I have some notes and I know exactly what I need to say.
Okay, bitch.
Amazing.
Full of tequila and notes.
And this is Alex Better's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, people who say Selena when they mean Selena Gomez, okay? No. No, 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 no. Those two people are not in the same realm, honey, okay? Selena Gomez does not have the vocal strength to keep up that moniker, okay?
No, honey.
Let me give you a couple of quick examples. Alexa, play songs by Selena Gomez. Play songs by Selena. Playing songs by Selena Gomez. I don't think so. That's not my Selena, honey.
30 seconds.
When people say to me, oh, did you hear that Selena's in a new Woody Allen movie? Not my Selena, honey. My Selena would be doing tasteful Jane the Virgin cameos by now, okay? And when people say, have you heard Selena's new bop? No, I haven't, unless we send a Terminator back to 1995 and stopped Yolanda. Fuck you, Yolanda! Fuck you, Yolanda!
Fuck you,
for taking a game-changing artist! Fuck you, Selena was the artist we need right now today.
Yes, that's 1 minute! That's 1 minute!
Thank you! Two phrases from that. Not my Selena.
Not my Selena.
And fuck you, Yolanda.
Fuck you, Yolanda.
Fucking Yolanda.
Whatever you are, rotting away in jail. Selena would have been Madonna level. And that's the real tea.
Is Yolanda still alive? Is she like in a cell somewhere?
I'm not checking in on that bitch.
I don't know. All right. Okay. Next up, please welcome Sherrod Paul. Sherrod, this look.
Sherrod.
Hi.
Hi. Brave of you. Brave of you to wear a knit over this beautiful underwear. It's an off night.
You?
It's an off night.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. It's
all right.
Gorgeous.
So, Sharon, what do we think? Are we doing a pre-select or are we doing the Trobo?
We are doing the Trobo.
Ah! Okay.
It's like my birthday every time. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Sharon.
Yes.
Your I don't think so, honey. Topic is. People who identify as a Charlotte from Sex and the City.
And Sharon, your time starts now.
All right. Drop some fun facts real quick. I took Improv 101. We can do this. We're doing this together tonight. All right. I don't think so, honey. People who identify as Charlotte. All right. Let's be real. Most of us are a bunch of sluts. Not a single one of you in this room could dare identify as a Charlotte, and you know it.
30 seconds.
Not a single last one of us. And you know what? Charlotte was tightly wound, and you know what? She was a bully to her husband.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you want to identify with an abuser, that's on you.
15 seconds.
I'm not about that life. Personally, I'm a Samantha who makes bad choices.
Five seconds.
Lots of hot dudes. And is living an amazing New York City lifestyle. So to all you alleged Charlottes, I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Yes.
Yes. I just have to say.
Everyone here is a Samantha.
Well, I thank you, Sharon, but my sister married a Jewish man and converted to Judaism, so she is technically a Charlotte, and some of us out there just are.
Are you saying that you
yeah,
are?
Yeah, I'm a fucking Charlotte.
No, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
No, bitch. You are a Miranda.
I'm gonna get married to some waspy dude.
You are gonna sit there with the Ravenclaw cup and say you're not a Miranda?
But you're the Hufflepuff, which is the
yes,
Charlotte.
Yes, bitch! No.
There's a lot going on. All right. Everyone, welcome to the mic, Justin Cirilli!
Oh, Charlotte.
Justin.
Gentlemen.
Oh, my God, Justin. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, great,
I'm
Justin.
Not good. I'm a Charlotte.
Oh, no.
Thoughts and prayers, Matt. I'm so sorry.
Bitch, I'm a Carrie, and we know it. Okay. Okay, Justin, are we doing... It's like the worst thing to say. Are we doing a pre-select topic, or are we diving into the drama?
Much like the topic of my rant, this is pre-written.
Okay. This is Justin Cirilli's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Let's get ready to I Don't Think So, Honey, John Cena and Nikki Bella wedding drama. Who are you fooling? As a WWE fan for over two decades, I have seen some spandex-clad nonsense, but this jumps the shark. Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously, you break off an engagement 2 years after you make me cry at WrestleMania and right before the season premiere of Total Bellas? I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
And now you tell me that John Cena got a vasectomy? Of all the things I've wondered about John Cena's penis, that's the one thing I didn't wonder about. I am sick and tired of this bullshit, all right? What was it, Nikki? Did he only own jorts? Is that the problem, Nikki?
15 seconds could have been.
Was his performance as Ferdinand the Talking Bull too pedestrian for you? Set of your problems the only way that matters in a goddamn steel cage.
5 seconds.
You can't see me. I can't see you, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
Yes, that's 1 minute.
I didn't know they were on the rocks.
That's so sad. First of all, this is a rare moment of intersectionality. Justin Cirilli is a gay and a WrestleMania enthusiast.
Brave.
Give that up. Gay,
brave.
Gay wrestle enthusiast.
And oh my now, God. Give it up for Jay Jordan!
Hey, hey. Hi, Jay! Jay, what's it gonna be? Pre-selected yes. or troll ball?
It can.
Yeah, I mean, come on! Right, okay, I mean, we were all thinking it!
Jay.
It's barely a tank.
How do we feel?
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Jay Jordan's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Listen, I know Drake just dropped and I might be going through something because it's a national holiday for niggas with feelings, but I don't think so, month of June. First of all, I don't like months that are named after racist aunties, number one. Number two... June has way too much stuff going on, and the White House, for the second year in a row, refused to acknowledge that June is Pride Month. They acknowledge that June is everything else. June is National Homeownership Month. June is Caribbean American Heritage Month. June is National Ocean Month. And June is also supposed to be African American Music Appreciation Month. I don't think so, honey nuts of oats. No. Listen. June 15th. Is Pride Month because all of those things happen to coincide with Pride. Caribbean American Heritage Month, bitch, we love Rihanna.
5 seconds.
National Beach Month, Ariel's my favorite Disney princess. Yeah. National Homeownership Month, you can't spell homeowner without homo. And number four, African American Music Appreciation Month, like I said before, bitch, I love Rihanna.
And that's 1 minute, JJ. Give it up for I Come Alive in the Nighttime. Samantha Ruddy.
Alex Better.
Sharon Paul.
Justin Zarilli.
And Jay Jordan. Woo! Whoop.
And now, this is it.
This is the last group of the night. Everyone, give it up for Hell's Kittens.
Give it up for Anna Caligari.
Anna Caligari. Angel Yao.
Iliana Innocencio.
Miss Anna Suzuki.
And Miss Glow Tavares.
Glow Tavares. Yes, make yeah. all your way around.
Glow, take your entrance. Come on, Glow. All right, everyone.
Okay, so first on the mic is Anna Caligari. Yes, I love
Come
a jump.
Come on, we love a jump.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Anna,
now,
what's
Anna, what
be?
Do we think?
I pre-selected.
Okay, pre.
This is Anna Caligari's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who wait in line at the gate before your boarding group has been called. Okay? Why? We all know you're in group 8, bitch. First class hasn't even gotten on the plane yet. What makes you think that you deserve to be first in line, honey? Also, I pray to God that when you get to the front, they tell you to check your bag.
30 seconds.
You do not deserve overhead space. Also, I'm in group 2, and I'm at the Delta Bistro having a wine. Where the hell are you, group 8?
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Waiting in line like you're about to go on an important meeting. You're about to get on a flight for 6 hours. Why are you dying to be there?
5 seconds. 5.
I hate those people. I don't think so, honey.
And that's one minute.
You wait your turn.
Wait your group.
If you are in group 8, you should be at the Delta Bistro.
And if you're flying Southwest, then wait until your group is called as well.
Look, we have something going on. Angel, yeah.
Angel.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Angel.
Angel.
She came in with a look backstage. I wonder what this is going to be. I don't know what this is.
I took off the day of work to... prepare for this 1 minute.
Wow. Oh my God. She took the whole day.
Oh my God. Okay. Angel, what's going to be pre-selected or troll bowl? I think I know.
Yeah,
pre-selected. Okay.
Pre-selected.
Yeah, I had to ask.
She was like Aquaria. This is Angel. She came out looking like.
This is Angel Yaz. I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, people who wear traditional Chinese dresses as casual fashion. I don't think so, honey. Is it Chinese New Year? Is it your wedding day? Is it the 1600s when people wear this regularly in China? I don't think so, honey. It's like if I'm wearing a 17th century American dress.
seconds.
That's weird. 30 seconds. No. Also, why are eating utensils in your hair? What is this? That Asian Little Mermaid? I don't think so, honey. It's
15
like
seconds.
If I wear a spork in my bun. That's fucking weird. Also.
5 seconds.
This dress does not look flattering on me.
It does.
I'm wearing two Spanx and I still look really pregnant. This dress is for skinny bitches, which I am not. This is also my wedding dress and I don't fit in it anymore. I don't think so, honey.
Let her go, let her go. Go.
I want to say, I don't think so, honey, in Cantonese.
Yes, go say it.
Lum dum ho lama, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Stunt queen, stunt queen. Sasha Velour.
Wow.
Take a bow. Take a bow. Take a bow.
Take a bow. Take a bow.
Take a bow.
Take a bow. Angel Yao, you know what? Who you know who's following this? One of my favorite people in the world, Ileana Innocencio.
Yes.
Hi.
Ileana.
Is this one piece?
No, this is a little tank, a little pan.
Okay. I love.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, I'm stimulated, Ileana.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. Oh my God. Ileana, is this pre-selected or the troll bowl?
I don't know. This is pre-selected. Okay. I'm having an issue because I have to go after that beauty.
No.
Pre-selected, okay. But pre-select. I didn't have the whole day to do it. So no, I'm just kidding.
She took the day off from work.
She took the day off.
Okay, Ileana Innocencio, okay. This is your I Don't Think So Honey, and your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who shame people who use hashtag grateful, hashtag blessed on social media platforms. Look, bitch, sometimes I am hashtag grateful, hashtag blessed, okay? And the gratitude is splooging out of my heart onto my fucking social media feed. Yeah, you bet your ass I'm going to use hashtag blessed, hashtag grateful, because what are the other options? Hashtag thanks. Sorry, that doesn't have the gravitas that I want, okay? And do you guys believe in The Secret? You bet your ass I read it, I listened to it, I watched the movie. Gratitude begets more good shit.
15 seconds.
65% of the time, the next day after I have a hashtag blessed post, something beautiful happens. And 65%
5 seconds.
Is enough for me, so I don't think so, honey.
Yes, and that's 1 minute.
Be grateful.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag
grateful.
I'm hashtag blessed to be here.
Oh, my God. We're hashtag blessed.
We are hashtag blessed.
I'm also a Charlotte. Yeah.
Thank you.
Me too, apparently.
Oh my God. Now, please welcome to the mic, Anna Suzuki.
Anna. Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Here
wow.
we go. She's got something
the
to
look.
Say.
Holy oh, my shit. God. Anna Suzuki.
It looks pre-selected. It looks pre-selected
Anna,
to
it's
me.
She's looking severe up in here. Severe up in here. Anna. I'm not even gonna ask.
Okay. We know.
Anna Suzuki's I Don't Think So Honey. Her time starts now.
Oh, I'm not gonna do a troll bowl.
Okay. Well,
thanks for asking. Sure.
You looked
like you knew what you wanted to do, so we
right.
skipped it.
This is very topical, so I have
okay,
to get it
okay.
off my chest. Okay.
And her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Bigfoot. Where you at? I am waiting. I told all my girlfriends that you're real, that you're not a sham, and you're making making me look like a real thirsty bitch. Okay? Oh, one day you're in Washington State, another day you're in British Columbia. What is with you in the Pacific Northwest, bitch? Where you at? When that bitch Jane Goodall said she wanted you to be real. Oh, that was zoology. That was science. But when I say it, I'm a crazy bitch? What the fuck is that?
5 seconds.
Fuck you, Bigfoot!
Oh my God.
Wow. I knew to make this group last. I knew to make them last. Okay. Everyone, it's fucking Glow!
Glow!
It's Glow!
It's Glow!
It's Glow!
Glow Tavares.
Tavares,
bitch.
I fucking took a cab here because I was like, oh no, the show's about to start. And then I looked at this fucking thing and I'm last, baby!
Because we knew you would bring it. We knew you would bring the heat, Glow.
Oh, shit. Wasted money for no goddamn reason. I'm a broke bitch, but that's okay.
All right, listen. Okay. Here you are. Here's your moment. Make the cab worth it, bitch.
Yeah, I got to make it worth it. Yes. I was going to do a troll bowl, but that's all white women in there, and I could do without. I could do without. So...
I picked out the holiday of Christmas.
Okay.
Wait, but then I just picked
Mrs.
out...
Mrs. Claude, that's a white woman.
I just picked out Octavia Spencer.
Oh, wow.
We're equal
okay, but
here.
Let's do like a fucking percentage of how many white women are in there. Okay, you picked
no,
out...
No, I don't want to.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Glow. We're doing pre-selected.
I'm a pre-med.
She's pre-med. This is pre-med. Glow Tavares's. I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey. Woke people who think they have a voice in fucking things that they don't know about. Okay. Oh, wow. Wow. You read a bell hooks book and now you want to talk about how white people love kale? Bitch, everybody loves kale. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, no. I was hanging out with white people and they have gluten allergies. Bitch, that's an allergy. Everyone has allergies. Oh, why? You guys want to take fucking allergies and kale and shit? Why don't you hang out with actual people of color and see if you fucking get something from them? But no, y'all want to hang out with your white friends and talk about how terrible it is for people of color while never fucking being around people of color. Go fuck yourselves, okay? Fucking figure your life out. Oh, you love gay culture, but you don't have no gay friends? Bitch, shut up. Shut up and sit the fuck down and figure out your goddamn life. Just because you've read a book about being woke does not mean you're the voice of wokeness, okay? So sit down and listen, because we got shit to say. Do a retweet. Don't tweet. Do a fucking retweet, okay? Thank you.
That's 1 minute.
And that's 1 minute.
Don't tweet. Do a retweet.
Don't tweet. Do a
retweet.
That's
rule of culture number 60.
Don't tweet, do a retweet. Everyone give it up for Hell's Kittens.
Anna Caligari.
Angel Yao.
Ileana Innocencio.
Anna Suzuki.
And Glow Tavares.
Oh, wow. I mean, just amazing.
I mean, 50, I don't think so. 52, I don't think so. And these have been done. Did you guys have a good time tonight?
Let's give it up one more time. We're going to name every single fucking name, and you better cheer and applaud the entire way through. Let's go.
Greta Titelman.
Micah Fox.
Patty Harrison.
Amy Zimmer.
Rosebud Baker.
Kevin Allison.
Desmond Thorne.
Josh Gondelman.
Julio Torres.
Catherine Cohen.
Rebecca Vigil.
Zach Zimmerman.
Peter Valenti.
Kathleen Armenti.
Stephen Paletta.
Akilah Hughes.
Rebecca O'Neill.
Wajiko Ike.
Eva Victor.
Matt Belisai.
Tommy Pico.
Grantor.
Joseph Osmondson.
Dennis Norris II.
Pat Regan.
David Goldberg.
Justin Randall.
Mark Stoll.
Jay Malski.
Brandon Zellman.
Jess Salomon.
Michael Wolf.
Carly Hogendyke.
Emmanuel Husseini.
Sarah Smallwood Parsons.
Shantira Jackson.
Edie Monica.
Hayan Park.
Eileen Clark.
Ariel Elias.
Samantha Ruddy.
Alex Better.
Sharon Paul.
Justin Cirilli.
Jay Jordan.
Anna Caligari.
Angel Yao.
Ileana Innocencio.
Anna Suzuki.
And Glow Tavares. Give it up one more time.
Thank you guys so much. My name is Matt Rogers.
My name's Bowen Yang.
Have a great night.
Bye. Thank you, Forever Dog on the Bell House.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.